Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures here this morning. And livestock futures with another rough day yesterday, finishing lower across the board.
Well, Dave, yesterday was a very negative day for our cattle complex. Started with a little bit of upside, then we collapsed with live cattle and feeder cattle going into triple-digit losses yesterday, despite the fact that we continue to see the good cash in our feed yards. We continue to see boxed beef prices higher, and our feeder cattle index also on the upside, but we could not find the buying in our futures market to hold us to the upside. We saw the markets even go limit down after the 1 p.m. close.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, over on the grain trade, kind of similar to the cattle. Grains also having a rough day, finishing lower across the board yesterday.
Dave, our grain market saw downside yesterday also. As we lacked any positive news, we saw market year lows as far as export sales for wheat and for corn. The soybeans did see a good number out there, but when you get past that, it was hard to find friendly news. It was hard to find news at all. We also saw yesterday the markets react to the fact that we saw wheat business done and the U.S. did not participate in any of it, and we're also seeing positioning ahead of the USDA report that comes out Monday morning.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today and visit with you on Monday. Well, let's recap those futures from yesterday. February live cattle down 230 at 163.60. April down 230, 162.42. The June's down 267, 153.40. January feeder cattle down 2 at 225.62. March down 327 at 217.05. April's down 372 at 216.42. February hogs down 115 at 78.17. April's down 192 at 79.95. May's down $2 at 85.42. On the grain trade, it's closed yesterday. Kansas City wheat, March down 12 and a quarter at 607 and three quarters. May down 11 and a quarter at 612 and a quarter. July down 9 and a half at 615 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 12 and a half at 567. May down 12 cents at 572. July down 11 cents at 576 and three quarters. March corn down 2 cents at 394 and a quarter. May down 2 cents at 402 and three quarters. And July down 2 cents at 409 and a half. January soybeans down 7 and three quarters at 10.45, March down 8 cents at 10.48 and a quarter, May down 7 and 3 quarter cents at 10.53 and 3 quarters. March cotton is up 1, 60.57, May unchanged, 61.12, July down 8, 62.03. February crude oil down 4 at 48.75, March down 4 at 49.24, February natural gas up 3, 2.95, March up 2, 295 per million BTU, and February gold up 30 at 121.15. Well, let's look at all your markets here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.